Megillas Ruth. We know this Megillah was written by Shmuel Hanovi, and the Medrash says on this, the Yalkut says that Omer Rab Zera, Ruth ain bo loytumah v'loytara, loyhete v'loyisa, that there are no real halachas in this Megillah. If so, v'loma nichtava, how come like Shmuel Hanovi wrote this Megillah? So the Yalkut says, l'lamdecho, to teach us, the reward that you get for doing chesed, doing kindness one to another. And really the Mefarshim asked the question on this Yalkut, like when we go through this Megillah, we see we do learn out some halachas. We learn out Hilchas Kinyan from this Megillah, Hilchas Tznius, Odin Yonim. Sakon the Medrash says that there are no halachas here just for the Inyan of chesed, and the Pshat they say is that true, could be we do learn out other things from this Megillah. The question is, like, why did Shmuel HaNavi go to write down this Megillah? What was the main point, what was the ikar that caused him to write the Megillah? True, once he went to write the Megillah, throughout this story we learn out other halachas, other midas tovis, in Yonim Atznias. But the main purpose why he went to write this Megillah was to teach us the reward that people get for doing chesed. And really, like the Gemara in Sotis says on the few Dalaram and Beis, that HaTorah, Tchilosa Gemilas Chasodim, V'Soifa Gemilas Chasodim, that the Yisoid of the Torah is Asiyas Chesed. Hashem wants us to do Chesed one to another. Like we said, Olam Chesed Yibona, this world was created on the Yisoid to do Chesed. Just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, his meter is, he does Chesed to us, the same way Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do Chesed one to another. And here this chesed that Ruth did with Naomi was for 10 years. When she lived with her, she took care of her, and she did tremendous amount of chesed to her. And because of this, she was zeichu, we know Ruth, that came out of her David HaMelech, and Mr. Shem, the Mashiach, Tekenu, that David HaMelech was also the Omer, the Yisoid of doing chesed. And this is one of the reasons why we read this Megillah Ruth on Shavuos. Shavuos to the Zaman, Kabbalas HaTorah. Like we say now, the Yisoid of Torah is to do chesed to one another, and that's this limud we learn out from this Megillah of Ruth, the union of doing chesed one to another. Who then also we know that's brought down, David HaMelech was Nifter on Shavuos, and who Adin Tosis says most probably he was born also then, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mamalish Nosef Shel Tzadikim. So therefore, since this Megillah ends off with the Yisoid of David HaMelech, therefore we read this Megillah on Shavuos. Now, in short, what this Megillah talks about, it tells us the story of Elimelech, the way at the beginning he was a very chush of a person. He was the head of like Shevet Yehuda and was living in Eretz Yisrael. And he left Eretz Yisrael because there was a hunger there. And the Pshat Mefarshim says he was a very rich person. And he thought now that there's a hunger, all the Aniyim, the poor people, are going to come to bother him to ask him for money. And they didn't like that. So because of that, he left Eretz Yisrael. And he went to live in Moav, and he took his wife with his two daughters with him, with his two sons with him. And because of that, we say, Avera Gerer Averis, that his two sons married two Shiksis, two Nochrius, Orpah and Rus. And what happened then was that he died there, the Elimelech died in Sde Moav, and his two sons died there also. And Naomi was left over, she and the two daughter-in-laws. What happened was that then we know that Orpah left her, and only Ruth was Dovkabor. Ruth stayed with her. Until finally they came back to Eretz Yisrael. Until finally the Adabayas came to be Goyal Ruth. We'll talk about later on exactly what that means. Until finally from this they had David HaMelech. That from this will come out Emetz Hashem the Mashiach. Now the Megillah starts off the first posik Vayihi Bimei Shvoit HaShoftim. It was at the times when the judges judged. And there was a hunger in the land. A certain man, we'll see that's Elimelech. He left Beis Lechem Yehuda to live in Sde Moav. Him and his wife and his two children. So really there's a famous chazal that says that Kiblu from the Anshech Netzes HaGdela, that Kol Mokom Shinema Vayihi, wherever it says in the Lashon of the word Vayihi, Bimei, is anywhere a Lashon Tsar. It means there was Tsar, there was pain. There was painful for Klal Yisrael. Farshim say the pshat is that the shoiftim here were doing averis, they were not judging the right way. One person told the other one to stop doing the averis, the other one answered back, you also do averis, don't bother me. So there was a chet by the shoiftim. And Elimelech Mashem, he also was part of this chet, and there was a complaint against Elimelech that he did not learn his lesson. Like really the Pasuk says, Vayhi Rov Boretz. In Eretz Yisrael there was a hunger. So what did Elimelech do? He left Eretz Yisrael and he went to live. He went to live in Sde Mayiv. Why did he go to Sde Mayiv? Because in Mayiv there was not a famine. There was not a hunger. Why not? So really he should have learned from this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was now putting a punishment in Eretz Yisrael because the Shoiftim here in Eretz Yisrael, they were the leaders. They were doing things wrong. And Elimelech did not learn from this, but rather he left Eretz Yisrael and he went to live in Sde Mayiv. And Rashi brings down, why did he leave Eretz Yisrael? Because he had a tzoras ayin. He had a bad eye. In other words, he was stingy. He did not want to give his money away to the aniyim, because now people were very poor and he had money and he knew that the people would come to bother him for money. So because of his tzar ayin, his bad eye that he had, he did not want to give. The opposite of doing chesed, he left Eretz Yisrael. And where did he go to? He went to stay Mayiv. Like the Ross says, Mayiv, they were the mitzias of people that also did not do chesed. Al menashe lekidmu eschem alechem. They did not go and give Klai Yisrael food. They also had this mid of tzarayin. They were stingy, they did not give away. So that's where Elimelech now went to live there. And this was a terrible chet that he did. And therefore the Pasuk says right away that he died there and his two children also died there. And then Pasuk Gimel says that Vayomis Elimelech ish Nami. Elimelech died, the husband of Nami. But he sure he ushnevoneho. She was left over with her two sons. And then it says the two sons married two Goyis, that one married Orpah and one married Ruth. And then what happened was the two children, Machla and Bekilian, also died. And what was left over was only Naomi and her two daughter-in-laws. The Rashi brings down, what does the Pasuk say when Elimelech died? He's called Ish Naomi, the man of Naomi. So Rashi says, Mikan Amar, from here we say, that Ein Ish Meis Elo Liyishtoi. Her husband like only dies to his wife, not to anybody else. The husband, the wife feels it the most. But then Rashi goes on, why? Like he was a very strong man, he was the master over her, and she was like a tofel to him. In other words, she really wanted to do chesed. Like we'll see later on, Naomi was a big tzaddikus. Just the husband stopped her from doing it. Like really the Sifra Chum says, that sometimes we see the opposite. That when a tzaddik dies, he's not only missed by his wife, but it says the whole city, everybody misses him. When a tzaddik goes away, it's upon a ziva, upon a adoro, the whole city misses the tzaddik. So pshat over here was that Elimelech had this mid of tzarai and is very stingy. He did not help out the other people. So other people did not miss him. The only one that missed him when he died, true, was his wife. But that was a tfiyah against Elimelech. The way he had this mid, he did not want to give to others, and that's why he left Eretz Yisrael. From here we learn out that the Ashkocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just the opposite. What you think you're going to gain by doing something wrong, you have to realize just the opposite. If Elimelech would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael and would have helped out the Aniyim with the chesed that he would have done, that would have stopped the whole famine. That would have been misakin in the whole chet. Mashenka, now that Elimelech left Eretz Yisrael, he like running away from the problems. All that came out is just that he himself received worst sorrows. And from here we see also the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Ashkocher, is that midah k'neged midah. The way you act, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts back to you. If you want to show that you want to be stingy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows it back to you also. That all what happened to him was he lost all his money, and eventually his wife, like we see, Naomi, had to come back empty-handed without any money at all. But then the Pasuk says that the two children, they married, and they stayed there for 10 years. And after 10 years, then Pasuk says that V'yamusu gam shnei machlo mechulyoin, that they first died after 10 years. Some of Farshim say, how come Elimelech died right away and they lived there for 10 years and then they died, because Elimelech, the chet was he shouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael. That was a big chet of Kumbi Yaseh. Mashenkin, the two children, like they were forced to go because of their father, just like Naomi was forced. But the question upon the children was, how come they didn't return? So for not returning, that's only like a Shevi Atasser. Therefore, they first got the punishment in 10 years. And then the Psukim go on to say, the way after the two sons died, then Naomi decided now to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and she told the two daughter-in-laws, you also go back to your father's house, and I'll go back to my land. In other words, they were still Goyim, they were not Jews yet. And it says that, Yitin Hashem lechem u'matzena menucha isha beis isha, each one of you should go home to your father's house and find the husband there. Vatishek lehen, so Naomi kissed them, but vatisena kelem batavkena. Both of them, Orpah and Ruth, both raised their voices, and they both started to cry. And they both said, no, we want to return to you, we want to stay with your nation. And then Naomi had to force them and say, no, shayv no benoisai, return my daughters. Why do you come after me? I don't have husbands for you. She told them again, go back. And then a second time the Pasuk says that, Vatisena Koilom, that again they both raised their voices, Rus and Orpah, Vatifkenoid, and they cried again. But now it says that, Vatishak Orpah Lachamosa, Orpah kissed her mother-in-law and left her, Verus Dovkabo, but Rus stayed with her. And then finally Naomi told her again, Vatoimine Shovi Yivimter, go back to your land, to your people. And Ruth said again, no, Artifka be, don't urge me, Liozver, to leave you. Loshev miacharoya, to return away from you. Kiela shatelchi elech, wherever you will go, I will go. Mevarshim say this is the loch of Geris, that when somebody wants to become a ger, first we have to teach him the halochis, at least some halochis, to show him how strict they are, that maybe if he sees the halochis is so strict, he'll retract himself. So first, Ruth Naomi was teaching her the lochas of Shabbos that you can't carry outside on Shabbos. So Ruth answered back, so what? Wherever you go, wherever you could walk. I'll do the same thing. Wherever you will sleep, that's where I will sleep. That Naomi was telling her, a Jew is also b'yichud. You can't be together, a woman and a man together. So Ruth said, okay. Wherever you will sleep, that's where I will sleep. I'll be makbe not to have yichud. Ameich ami v'lohayich elokoi. That my nation is your nation. I'm yichud to mekabel tayag mitzvahs. And I'm be mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until finally that, v'atera ki mesametasi. That Naomi saw the way she was very persistent. V'lechasi taught to go with her. Then finally, v'atechta l'dabre leho. She stopped talking to her. She let her come. In other words, she saw that she wanted to be a ger, she wanted to really be mekabel the mitzvahs, so she left her. To find the pasuk says that both of them came together to Beis Lochem, and what happened was when they came in there, the whole city wondered upon them, and they all said, Vatoimarna hazois Naomi, is it possible this should be Naomi? And Naomi answered them back and said, true, al tikrenali Naomi, don't call me Naomi anymore, but rather krenali Mora, call me Mora. Ki heimar shakai limioid, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu dealt very bitterly with me, that she left the way full and she came back empty. So why call me Naomi? HaKodesh Baruch Hu shows like he's doing bad to me. And therefore, batoshev Naomi v'rusa mavia kalosa imo hashovim mizdayim mayov v'ema bo beis lachem betchilas ksir sarim, the beginning of the barley harvest. That's when they returned. And the Mefarshim say it wasn't the pshat that Naomi was bitter against Hashem, but she only was realizing the truth. She saw now that the punishment came, like we always say, mida keneged mida, that she deserved it because they did a chet by leaving Eretz Yisrael. They went away, they took the money with them, they thought they'll save the money that way. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu showed them just the opposite. By doing averis with your money, you'll just lose your money and you'll have nothing. So she didn't have any complaints against Hashem. She was mekabel the yisurim b'yavah, the Chazal say. So she's just telling that's the fact, that we are coming back the way empty-handed because of the chet that we did. The Pasuk says this was at the beginning of the Ktsir Sarim, of the harvest of the barley. Some of Hashem say this is Shavuos time, So that's why another reason also why we lay the Megillus Rus on Shavuos. Now in the pasuk before Yudala that it says that he sent a kolon that they both started to cry together, Orpo and Rus, Vatif Kenoid, and they wept again. In other words, they wanted to stay with Nomi. But then the pasuk says that Vatishak Orpo lechamoisa, that Orpo kissed her mother-in-law and agreed to leave. But Varus Dovkabo, but Rus stayed together. Now there's a medrash that says here, again, medrash in Rus, medrash Rambam says that Oisa Lailo, Shepirsha Orpo, Michamoisa. That night that Orpo left her mother-in-law, she left Nomi, Nisarvo Bogaya Shomei Ben Yodim. She went and she had Znus with 100 men. And Rav Tanchum Omar, Af Kelef Echod. She even lived with a dog that night. And that's the Gemara in Saita says that Lo Monikra Shmo Orpo. Why is her name called Orpo? Sheakol Orphanbo. Everybody had Znus with her. So the question is, Abchan Shulevis asks, like, how is it possible in one night she changed so much? Like at the beginning, she cried twice also that she wanted to stay with Nomi. Mashma, she was makir, the Indian of a Jew, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she wanted to be close to do Taif. And right away, the night that she said no, right away, she fell so far. Like, how is it possible a person could fall from so high to so low in one time, one second, one night? She explains it that when a person becomes afraid or scared or shocked, when a person becomes shocked, that's the worst thing. The chapozah, to become shocked, from that you could ruin yourself and fall completely. Like it learns, that was by the Chet Regel, Klai Yisrael here, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah after the Aseres HaDibrois. How is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu came down right before the day before that, they made the Chet Regel? How could Klai Yisrael change over so fast? He says there, because it was brought down that the Satan came and showed them that Moshe Rabbeinu was mace. The Satan made a tumult there, got them upset, got them, they lost themselves. And when a person becomes nervous and loses himself, in one second he could fall from the highest madrega to the lowest madrega. How much a person has to be careful not to become nervous, not to become shook up and lose yourself. See also Orpa, the pasuk says that for Rus Dovka Bo. In other words, right after when Orpah left, she saw the fact the way Rus was able to stay with Nomi. In other words, she saw the way she lost out, that she could not control herself. She decided to leave, but Rus decided to stay. When Orpah saw that, she like lost herself. She became shocked about herself. How come she let herself go? And as soon as she became shocked about it, from that the Yetzirah could grab you when you're shocked and could tell you to do the worst things. So that's how it's possible, like in one night, she can go from the top all the way down to the bottom. Then Perek Bey starts off, Nomi miyuda liisho, and Nomi had a relative of a husband, Isho gibachaya lamadi men, mimishpachas elimelech ushmei boyas. So Rashi says that, what is the pasuk telling us here? That even though it was from the mishpacha, a choshev a mishpacha they came from, they were all b'nei Nachshon, b'nei Minodov hoyu, and even though they're great people, still it did not help Elimelech when he left Eretz Yisrael. If you go out of Eretz Yisrael into Chutz Loretz, even great Chusim don't help you. Then the Psukim start talking about the Midas of Rus, the Chesed that she did, and her Midas of Tznius. The Pasuk says, V'atoyme Rus homo yavi el Nomi, and Rus told Nomi, Elcho no hasodah, let me go to the field. In other words, she went down to the field herself, and she did not ask Nomi to come with her. The alakta bashibolam, let me go take from the grains. In other words, she went to take leket shichan peya. In other words, she knew the halachas already. Achar asher emtza chen b'enuf, like to a person that shall find favor in his eyes. Va'toymalo, and Nomi told her lechi biti, go, my daughter. And the Medrash says on this that Einkurin Bas El Labas Aboim Shona, that Rus was 40 years old now. That's what Nomi is saying, Lechi Biti. Some want to say, you see, that's possible at 40 years to change over to become a big tzaddikus. And this was the schus also that Rabbi Kiva had,
And Rabbi Akiva also changed over at the age of 40. And Rashi says the pasuk means that Ruth said, she'll only go down to a field that she'll find chayin in the eyes of the owner. In other words, even though there's a mitzvah of leket shicha peyah, anybody's supposed to leave over his leket shicha peyah at the end of the fields, and really an ani could go down to any field, but still a tzidkanius here like her, she would not go down to a field of a person that's not really a tzaddik, that does not really want to give it away. She would only take the tzedakah from somebody that really wanted to give his leket shicha peyah. Also, Mefarshim talk about the chesed that she was doing now, Rus, that even though she was Rus HaMoyaviyah, she was a bas melech, melech moyev, that she was used to being from the king's house, so really it doesn't pass, it does not nice that she herself should go down to the fields now to start collecting food. And that's the chesed that she did, that she didn't even ask Naomi to come down with her, because she knew Naomi was like Hamashiach, everybody knew who Naomi was before, and if she would have to go around collecting now leket shicha and peyah from the fields, it would be a tremendous embarrassment for Naomi. Therefore, Rus, since nobody knew who she was, she felt she would rather go down to do chesed to Naomi and collect the tefuah from the fields. Then Pasuk Gimel says, Vatelach, and she went, Vatova, and she came, Vatelaket basod, and she collected in the fields, Achre, Kreitzum, after the people that go harvesting, Vayikor Mikra, and it happened that Chalkos Asad LaBoyis, that she came upon the portion of the field that belonged to Boyis, Hashem Mimishpachas Elimelech, that Boyis was this Mishpacha from Elimelech. And Rashi brings down that really the Medrash asked the question, what is the Pasuk saying, Vatelach she went and Vatova she came? Like, why did she come home even before she collected the Tefuah? So the Medrash says it means to say that she was going back and forth, making simonim, making marks on the road that she should not get lost. In other words, that this is a kasha, where's her tznias to walk out herself in the fields? Maybe something would happen to her. So therefore, she was very careful to mark out all the roads to know exactly where she is, not to get lost. The Gemara in Shabbos says on this, at Omer Reb Loza, she'ol chol bo, what does that mean? She was going and coming back. Hol chol bo ad she'ruasa b'nei yodam hamugonim, le'lech imohim. In other words, she did not travel herself. It's not sneezed that a lady traveled herself here in the fields by herself. So therefore, she waited for people, mehugonim, people that have big bal midas, midas of chesed, then she would travel with them. Then Pasuk Dalet says, V'hine boyaz bo mi beis lechem, boyaz came back from beis lechem, v'ayom alakotzim, and he told to the people that were harvesting in his fields, Hashem imochem, like Hashem should be with you. And they answered back to him, Yivarechecho Hashem, Hashem should bless you. And this is the Gemara also in Shabbos that says, Mikan sheboyes tiken lishol shalom b'shem. That is at the corner, that when he gives shalom aleichem, he's supposed to mention Hashem's name. In other words, you should be used to saying Hashem's name, you should be used to Hashem. Even though the other way is that maybe we're afraid to say it, because you come to say Hashem levatolo, that was boyes takona, no. That is an Indian to say Shalom Aleichem with Hashem's name, to always try to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gro learns here the Pshat that Boyez asked him, like Hur, Pasha, he asked him a question, Hashem Imochim, is Hashem with you? So the Gro brings down that the Zoyez says that whenever you have two people, the Shechin is with them. That's when they're doing mitzvahs or learning Torah. However, if they're doing an Avera, then the Shechin goes away from them. But the Pasuk says, V'lo Yiroa Bocha'er Vazdovo V'shov Mi'acharecho. Hashem sees an Eras Dov and Hashem goes away. So now Boyz was coming home and he saw in his field the way this girl or this lady, Ruth, was there. And he saw his kaitim, he saw the men there also. So he asked the men, like, is the Shekhinah still with you? Or maybe he did an Avera because of her. Or no, is the Shekhinah still there? That was Boyz's question. Hashem imochem, like, is the Shekhinah still with you right now? Are you still clean that you did not do any chet with her? And they answered back, that Hashem should give you back a bracha, that no, the Shekhinah is still with us, and the opposite, she's an Isha, Muhugenes, she's a big tzaddikus, and really she's fit for you. Like, we just know Boyez just lost his first wife, and they were like telling him, now you should know she's fit for you. And therefore it's good, the next pasuk, that Vayoyme Boyez Anaroi, Boyez asked his young men, Hanitza Balakotzim Lemi Anarozois, who is this lady? So Rashi right away says, is it nice that Boyez, he was a god lador, he should ask about ladies. Who is this lady? So Rashi brings down that they saw a tremendous amount of modesty and chokhmah, wisdom, in her. That she knew exactly the halachis, when to take leket, when not to take leket. She sat down with sneers, she got up with sneers. So that's why he asked about her. But the way the Gro learned is also very good, that these people were telling Abayas that we should know she's a perfect shidduch for you. So therefore, Abayas is asking back now, but who is she? Let me hear about her. The pasuk says, "Vayana na." The people answered back, "Ani tavala karsam v'yomer na rom yaviyhi." She's a moavia. Hashovim Naomi, that she returned with Naomi, Mistei Moav, from the fields of Moav. And then pasuk zayin, the batoimer alakta no v'yasafti b'yomorim, and she said she wanted to go pick the leket. Achre koytzim v'tovo, and she came v'tamor, and she remained. Me'oz haboikir v'yadota. Since the morning until now, she's collecting. Zeshifto habayis mot. In other words, they're telling over this midas toivos of Rus, that she worked hard, she was there the whole day collecting in order to take back food for Naomi, and she went right away to collect the food for Naomi. She didn't wait. That was the chesed she was doing to Naomi. And then Boaz started to tell her, don't go away from me, stay in my field, and she only collected leket from my field. And also pasuk says, "V'choisid the bokin im naroisoi," you should stay with my maidens. And the Gros says, "Nurse, he was telling her, don't work with my men, even though the men mugonim, the good men, still doesn't pass for lady to work with them. You stay with my maidens." And the Mefarshim also speak out that Avada Boaz wanted to give her money, would have given as much money as she wanted to. However, Ruth did not want to take it. Ruth said she only wants to take what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving her, and not from Boaz himself. In other words, leket shichu peyah, that's the mitzvah satira that the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells every owner to leave over the leket shichu peyah for the aniyim to come and take it. That's called she's receiving from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And she did not want to come on to Bnei Adam when she had the opportunity to receive it from Hashem. And then again, Boaz told her she'll have special rights, she'll be able to drink wherever she wants to. Then it says that Rus fell down on her face and asked him like, "Madua matzosachem b'yenecha, how come you found so much favor? La kirenu, that you noticed me v'anochin achriya." In other words, Rus had this mid of anova, of humbleness, that she said, "V'anochin achriya, I'm a stranger." And Rashi says she meant to say, "I'm not even worth," or the Pasuk says, the Pasuk on Yud Gimel that says, "V'anochi leyeya ki acha shivchasecha," that Ruth said, "I'm not even worth like one of your shvachas." So Rashi says, "Eneini chashuv v'kachas min hashvachas shlecho," I'm not even esteemed, I'm not even as choshev as one of your maidservants. So you see here that Ruth had this midah of anova, her humbleness. Like we'll soon see, Boaz answered her back just the opposite. Don't think you're nothing, but you should know you have tremendous smilas, you're very choshev. And it could be because of this, of the midah of humbleness she had, that she was zeichet to have David HaMelech. David HaMelech also had this midah of anova. And then Pasuk Yud Bezit says that Boaz told Ruth, "Yishalem Hashem po'alech, Kadosh Baruch Hu should pay you back for your work, u'sehei maskurtech shleimo, and your reward should be complete, miyim Hashem l'kei Yisrael, asher bo'as l'chasois tachas k'nofov, that you came to be under his shelter." In other words, you came to be a Jew. In other words, really, the Gemara in Yevamos says, "And af mem chestet mifnei magerim bezman ezem unim yisurim boim aleim." How come gerim have so many yisurim pains come upon them? So it says mifnei sheshor atzmon liikones tachlos kantvei hashchina, because they delayed their move to become a Jew. The number of uvetema Rabbi Chanina micro with the posik, so they darshan this posik here in Rus. That the pasuk says, "Yishalem Hashem polach zemaskutach shleimim mashal lechach Yisrael, asher bos lechasas tachas kanofov." And Rashi says it means that she came right away. As soon as she had the opportunity, right away she became a Jew. So the Mefarshim speak out, the Gro also, like what Boaz was telling her, you should know, "Yishalem Hashem polach," Hashem will pay you for the work that you're doing. In other words, even if you would have been born a Jew, you are doing tremendous midas now. You're doing tremendous mitzvahs of chesed, you're helping out Naomi tremendously. For that alone you deserve reward. And then he said, also though, but you deserve special reward, complete reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that you yourself became a Jew. In other words, Bishleim, a regular Jew, since we were in Mitzrayim, we were at Mishubat Paroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, so we became an heir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the avoid, all the mitzvahs we do back to Hashem, like we owe it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because He took us out of Mitzrayim. Mashenken, you Rus, you were a goy, you were not in Mitzrayim, therefore for you to come and do the avoida, tremendous, tremendous avoida, it's a tremendous thing what you're doing. Therefore you deserve double amount reward for this, for the fact that you yourself came to become a Jew, to do this avoida, even though like you weren't forced into it. And then Ruth answered back and said, Vatoimer, and she said, Emtza chem b'yinecha, may I find favor in your eyes, Adoni, my Lord, ki necham toni, because you have consoled me, v'chidi barato alev shichosecha, ye have spoken to the heart of your maid, v'anoichi lo yeye kiyache shichosecha. So in other words, here Ruth says, a market toiv, also tremendous mid of toiva, that she realized that Boaz was helping her out, Boaz was doing for her all this taiva, and she realized it, and she wanted to be market taiv to him and tell him that you have consoled me. Even though at this her heart was broken, here she used to be a princess, and now she came out to be an oni, a poor person, even though she was doing a besimcha, but still she wanted to be market taiv to Boaz. And then Ruth went back home to Naomi and gave her teeth, gave her the food, and Naomi asked her, what happened? Tell me everything. She said, Rova. And the Pasuk says that, Vatoimelo Chamoso, Eifo Likaratayom, where did you collect today? Viyana Sisa, what did you do? Vatagin Lechamoso, the Pasuk says she told the mother-in-law, Eisa Asher Oso Saimoi, what she did with him. Vatoimel, she said, Shemish, name of the men is Asher Osisimo Hayoim Boyas. But the Pasuk says, Eisa Asher Oso Saimoi, that she worked with him. The question is the opposite. Boaz did chesed to her. So the Medrash says on this that Elo Melamed Sheyoisem Asher Balabayis Oisem Oni, more than the Balabas does to the Oni, to the poor person, by giving him tzedakah, you should know, is Oiseh Oni in Balabayis. The Oni, the poor person, does back for the Balabas, for the fact that he receives your tzedakah. The Fika Chomra Rus, therefore Rus said, Asher Osisi Moi, that I did with him. Harbe pulois v'harbe toibus asisi moi v'shvil sheichlani prusachas. For the fact that he gave me just a little bit to eat, you should know I did him back a tremendous toibus. In other words, the schus of tzedakah is great, that the more tzedakah you give, the more of an usher you will become. So the person that gives tzedakah, he only receives much more back because of this. So Ruth told her, you should know, I did tremendous to him. And then Naomi said back, Vatoyim Naomi lekalosa. Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, Boruch Hu Hashem, he should be blessed to Hashem. Naomi also gave a bracha now to Boaz. Hashelo Yozav Chasta, he did not leave over his kindness. Hezachayim yes Mesim, he was doing to living and to Mesim. So Shalom, where was the kindness here to the Mesim? So some learn, Rashi brings down Stam, that Boaz was also Nitfal B'tzorchi Mesim. He also took care of the needs of Mesim. He also took care of the Kfura, the Tachrichim. And Vataymelo Nomi, Nomi said back, Korov lanu ish migolenhu. This man is a close relative to us, and he is one of our redeemers. We'll talk about that later on. What does it mean, this mitzvah of to be a goyel? A couple of the Mefarshim say that Nomi gave him this broch, and even up until now, he didn't have any children. Now, soon, he's going to be able to have children, because it is a bracha that Naomi gave to him. And some say that the chesed that you do with Chaim to the mishpacha, that's also called the chesed to the mesim. Like over here, the mesim means Elimelech, he also received this chesed. Someone took care of his amona, it's also considered chesed to him. And then the pasuk ends off that Vatilbak Benaras Boaz, like Rus went back and stayed with the maidens of Boaz, Lalakate, to collect the leket at kolis ksir asarim until the end of the harvest of the barley, ksir achitim and of the wheat. Vateshev es chamoisa, but she lived with the mother-in-law. In other words, it's a tremendous chesed that even though Ruth had to stay now for 3 months, the zman of the ksir asarim and ksir achitim on the fields collecting the leket, And secondly, she had good friends there, nice friends there. These were Choshova maids of Boyas, that really she should have stayed in the fields and slept there. She had friends there. She had work there. Still the Pasuk ends off, no. Va'teshev es chamoisa. Every single night she went on to sleep with her mother-in-law to do chesed, that a mother-in-law should not have to sleep alone that night, even though it meant she has to travel back and forth every single day, and even though a lady would enjoy better to be with her own friends, still the chesed that Ruth was doing with her mother-in-law was that she went to sleep with her, keep her company every single night. Then Perek Gimel starts off that, Vatoimelo Nomi Lechamoisa Biti, that Nomi, the mother-in-law, told Ruth like, Biti, my daughter, Haloyavakish Loch Manoich, I'm seeking for you a place to be security-like, Manoich to have at peace, at rest, Ashita Loch, it should be good for you. In other words, now Nomi was trying to find the Shidduch, wanted Ruth to get married to Boaz, that should be the base of Manoich, it should be the place that should be for you. Then it starts off saying the Eitzia, the advice, how what Nomi gave Ruth, and Nomi told Ruth, the Viata loy Boaz meidatoni, Boaz is our, like, relative, Ashrei says Naroisov, and you're also with his, you're with his maidens, Hine Huzeres Gerin Aserim, he is like winning the Gerin, the barley, by the threshing floor halal at night time. And Chazal said, because at that time was powered by Bigzela, people were stealing, robbing, so therefore Boaz stood there to watch over his Aserim at the night time. So now Nomi told Ruth this Eitzah, that for a chatzta you should wash yourself, a sachta, and anoint yourself, the Santa Slum Saicholayach, and put on special clothing. It says, Big the Shabbos, and you go down to the threshing hole where he is, and nobody should see you. And it says, the famous Maise here, that Nomi told the Vehibe Shachfor, that watch out and see when Boaz goes to sleep that night, and know the place where he is, and you should come there, the Goliser, Margalisim, and uncover his feet, and lie down, and he would tell you what you should do. And that's what happened. It says that the Boaz ate that night and he drank, and he was Vayitav Liboy. And Rashi says it means Osak Vatera, he learned Torah and he's very happy about it. Says he went to sleep, and then as she came quietly, Rus, and Vatigal Margloisa Vatishkov, and she uncovered his feet and she lied down. The Pasuk Ches says that Vayhi b'chatzi halayla was the middle of the night. Vayecharad ish vayilofes, that the man trembled and he was like seized. V'nei ishar shachavetz margloisav, that he saw that the woman was laying at his feet. Vayemen, right away Boaz said, Miot, who are you? V'atayman, she answered back, Anoichi rus amasecha, I am rus your maid. Uforashta k'nofecha ala masecha, they spread like your garment over your maid, ki goyalata, because you are a redeemer. So Rashi says, ufeirashta kunafechi, you should spread your garment. Rashi says, vulosh nisuin, as if to say, like, to get married. And then it says, ki goyalata, so Rashi explains here that really, Rus and Nami, really they inherited the property of a husband, and now they wanted to sell it because they needed money. So that's the Pasuk, it says in Vayikra that that the closest relative, he is the one who really should buy the property to save them. So therefore, Rus now said, Rashi says, like me and my mother-in-law, we have to sell our property. It's up to you now to buy it. So it was like a condition they made that whoever buys this field should also marry Rus. And why? She yizocha shema meisach nachlosai. Some type of an Indian of Yibum here, that we want them to remember the name of the mace of her husband Machlein. Like Rashi says, kishavi el asada, for when she will come to the field, yomru, they will say, zois eishas Machlein, this is the wife of Machlein. So in other words, she wanted now the korev to redeem the property, and also with the condition, whoever redeems this property should marry Rus and order some type of a kiyum of the husband. And then Boaz said back, true, he's going to do it. V'yata biti atiru, don't be afraid, kol ha-shatar mi-yesalach, whatever you tell me I will do. Ki yadeya kol sharami ki eshes chayalot, because I know now and I see clearly that you are an eshes chayal.
But boy, you said you should know it's true that I'm a korov, I'm a relative, but there's another relative also that's even closer than me. So we have to see if he wants to redeem the fields, he could do it first. So therefore, boy is told the lini alayla, stay by me the night, and in the morning go back, and I'll find out if this other person wants to be goyel or not. And if he does not want to, then boy says he will redeem the karka and he will marry her. And Rashi said this other person was a real brother, but he, Boyez, was only Benach. He was only like the son of the brother. And then it says in the morning that Boyez sent home, and Boyez told her, take your clothing and wrap it up. And Bayomot Shesarim, and he measured 6 barleycorns, and he gave it to her. So Rashi says, what's this meaning of Shesarim, 6 barleycorns? So Rashi says, there's a remesh, Osalotzitimeno Ben, that you're going to have a son, you'll have a son like David, Shem Mizbaruch B'Shesh Brochus, they'll have a blessing of 6 blessings, that'll be Zeicha with Ruach Chochmo, Bina, Eitzel, Gvur, Ruach Das, Virus Hashem. And then it says that Ruth went home and told over Naomi exactly what happened, and they were both waiting now to see what's going to be, who's going to be Goyel, who's going to redeem their property. Is it the Boyez, or will it be this other person that there was a brother, the real Akaruf? Now, of course, this whole story sounds a little bit funny, like what's going on here? Rus, how come she did such a thing to go down in the middle of the night to see where Boyez was sleeping, and she lied down right next to him, she uncovered his feet. Like the Chura, there should have been a Chshash, Yichud, the Taiva of Znus. What was the heter to go down there? And also, what's the pshat that Boyez, now he says he saw her, and now I know that Yesh is Chayil. Like, how come now he realized more than before? Like, if anything, it was not something tznius that Rus did. So how come Mechlal Naomi gave this advice to Rus to go down in the middle of the night and to sleep next to Boyez? Like, what was the purpose? How come Naomi and Rus agreed to do such a thing like this? And the Al-Sheikh explains like this. That the Al-Sheikh explains, interesting, that by the Benois Loit, when the 2 daughters of Loit live with their father, Chazal said, really, like there's a one man the yama, they did it l'shem shemayim. And the Rebbeinu Bechai also says on the psukim over there that they were doing l'dvar mitzvah. They meant l'dvar mitzvah. They thought that there's nobody else left in the world, and there'll be no kiyum of the world unless they live with the father and have children. And that was the ma'isa. The two daughters lived with their father late, and out of that came out Moyav and Amin. And Chazal said that out of them will come out 2 great people, 2 great bonois, that from them will have the kiyum of the Melech HaMashiach. And some say that really Rus was a Gilgal from the older daughter, and Naamin, the one, like Rus HaMoyaviyah, that the old one called his son Moyav, and that's what Rus came out for Moyav, and the younger one, that was Merumiz in
Naamin.
Phenomenon. So the pshat is now that just like then it was brought down that there's such an inyan that from them will come out the Melech HaMashiach. So Naomi and Rus thought now that they're the kiyum of this, and they knew that from Rus is going to come out also the Melech HaMashiach, will come out David HaMelech. So therefore they thought it's only fit that she should be married to Boyez. Boyez at that time was the Gadol Hador, and from him he should be the father, the one to come out from bring out from Rus this Bekoyach, that they should come out of David HaMelech. So therefore, Naomi like wanted to show it to Ruth, to Boyez, like to prove it to Boyez, that he should think into this inyan to realize. And we know the Chazal say that the daughters of Loit did L'Shem Shemayim, and from their children will come out the Melech HaMashiach. So therefore, Naomi thought just time to go and explain it to Boyez, he wouldn't understand this. So true, even though Boyez before saw the tznius of Rus, he saw the Eshes Chayil that she was, but now they wanted to do something that it should like put it into Boyez's head to understand this inyan, that Rus is from Moyav, is the Pshati, that she's a Gilgal from the Bonois of Light, and from her it's possible that the Melech HaMashiach should come out. Therefore, Boyez should agree to marry her. Well, that's the condition they made now to do the mitzvah's goyel, and then he should go and marry her. So that's why the Badafka did such an Indian like this, that at the night time she went down to sleep next to him and uncovered his feet then, even though they did not touch one another and they did not live together, like Chazal say, that Boaz was mispalo to hold back his Yetzer. He did not touch, he did not live with her. But I call upon him, this was a little bit of an action like what happened then with the two daughters of Lot. So that was like to teach Boaz that from Rus, you should know by marrying her, it's possible to come out to Melech HaMashiach. And that's what came out, that from this, at the end of the Sefer says, we'll see later in the next parak, that came out, Dovid HaMelech, Mitzvah Shem, that's going to be the Melech HaMashiach. So that's why a story like this had to take place in such a way. Now Rav Chaim Shmulevitz itself speaks about this also in the Shmuz, and he brings down from the Kitzur Al-Shuch, it says the Pshat's a little bit different line like this. He says, we find a few places, like the Maisi Yehuda and Tomer also the same thing, that Lechur would look like a chet, what Yehuda did, that Yehuda went down to live with Tomer, and she looked like a Zainam, and from that also came out this Malchus. So the Pshat is, he brings down Mashiach. So that's why a story like this had to take place in such a way. Now Rav Chaim Shmulevitz itself speaks about this also in the Shmuz, and he brings down from the Kitzur Al-Shuch, it says the Pshat's a little bit different line like this. He says, we find a few places like the Maisi Yehuda and Tomer also the same thing, that Lechur would look like a chet what Yehuda did, that Yehuda went down to live with Tomer, and she looked like a Zainam, and from that also came out this Malchus. So the Pshat is, he brings down Midrashim like that, that Avad Yehuda was Mechavon L'Shem Shemayim. And who are they now? Boy is also, and Rus was also Mechavon L'Shem Shemayim. But our co-ponim, the question is, why does it have to go through something that looks like Znus? Like if you look at the actions, it looks just like they went down to be together. So he answered that the Kitzur Al-Shuch says that in any Dovisha B'Kedusha, there's always this Sitra Achra, the Sotin, the Yetzar is always there to break it, to stop it. Therefore, if you want a Dovish of Gedusha really to be Mekuyim, to have a Kiyim, like here the Melech HaMashiach, the Malchus Beis David, it has to at least look like it's a Chet, like to give the Yetzara a hand inside it. Then he won't go and break it, to stare it like. If he's a part of it, he won't go and stare it. So therefore, by Tamar and Yehuda, it had to go through that it looked like a Derech Znus, in order that the Satan should not stop it. And from this could come out the Malchus Beis David. And the same thing by Rus and Boaz, that through this living together between Rus and Boaz is going to come out Dovid HaMelech, the Melech HaMashiach, in order that such a Dovish of Gdusha, the Sultan, should not be able to stop it, and had to come out and look as if it's a Dovish of Bechet, even though it's saying really Boaz did not touch her, and they did not do any Chatoim that night. But call upon him, since it looked like a Chet, that stopped the Yetzara, that stopped the Sultan from mixing in. And therefore it's possible, like we'll soon see in the next part, in the next parak, that through this kedushin of Boyez and Rus came out Dovid HaMelech, the Melech HaMashiach. Then Rab Chaim goes to explain the question is then, if so, how come by Matan Torah, like now by Shruas, we're holding by Matan Torah, here it doesn't say anywhere that the Satan was there involved in it. As the Chura, the Matan Torah was Dovid Sheb Kedusha, how come here there was no Maisa Satan involved in was Kula Kedusha? So the Chura, you see, it's possible for Kedusha to take place even without the Satan being there. That the Satan does not have the power to break, to stare the Kedusha. See, once learned, that's Pshat, the Psukim, Chazal Darshin, that B'Shat HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, it says that everybody was quiet. It says that a tzipor did not scream then, an oif did not fly then, nobody was saying anything. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the words of Onech Hashem Olakecha, the whole world was quiet. Nobody was saying a word. So the Pshat from the Hashem made Hishtik. Hashem made the whole world quiet. So the Medrash says, V'yoylam toyu v'voyu. At that time, B'shas Hashem gave the Torah, B'shas Anuch Hashem Lekecha, it was kamat like there was nobody in the whole world, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Pshat is, there it went through that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like even at that time, stopped the Yetzirah. In other words, he stopped the Satan. The Satan also lost his power at that time to be Mekatrik. So therefore, there's no Kasha. Usually, when we have a Dovish of Kedusha, the Yetzirah, the Setrach, is there to bother, to stop it. Therefore, it has to have some type of a connection with the Yetzirah that he shouldn't stare it. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a new midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Hishtik, as Kol Elam Kulay. He made everybody feel as if they're not there. He has no power anymore, the Yetzirah. That's why it was possible for the Kedusha of the Nisinat HaTorah. And that's like the union of Nasa and Ishma. The Kleistel Bishas Kabbalah Satoris of Anasa Vanishma, they became like Melochim. They were Mavatel themselves completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if they themselves were not there. They're only there like a Malach, just to do the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now in Pasuk Yud it says that Vayomer, that Boyez said back to Rus, Brucha at la Hashem Biti, you should be blessed by Hashem, my daughter. Hey Tafto Chastecho Achroin Min Horishin. Like this chesed, this kindness, this last kindness you're doing is better than the first kindness. What's this last kindness? Levilti leches achrei habachurim imdal v'yemosher. Instead of going after the young men, whether they're rich or poor, you're like coming to me. And Rashi learns here, what was the first chesed you did? Asher wasi simcha moiseich, that you took care of your mother-in-law. Other first learning means you took care of a husband, the mace, like we saw before. That with this mitzvah's goyel, whoever's going to buy you off this property, they also made a condition that they have to marry her in order that it should be mekayim the inyan of nachlas hameis, that they should still remember her husband. Now, what's this chesed ha'achroin? What's this last chesed? The pasuk says that Boyez said his tremendous chesed upon Rus that she did not go to look for a young husband. Namal people like. If she was young, she also likes young men, even though they're poor, rather than an old rich man. And here, Ruth went to do chesed with the korah, with the mishpach of Boyez, as if to say she is ready to be married to Boyez for Boyez's sake, to do chesed, to do kindness to Boyez. This was a tremendous chesed. And not only did he have to go to her, but she came to him. Like we said, this whole ma'isa of the nighttime was a ma'isa that she did something, l'shmo, l'shem shemayim, her kavanah was to bring down the kedusha, the tachlis ha-kedusha, and he saw this, he realized this, a Boyez. He realized her tznius, that she was there the whole night and she didn't do anything, she was tznua the whole night. So from this, a Boyez saw the way she's doing everything, l'shem shemayim, and that she's coming now to let herself be married to Boyez. This is a tremendous chesed that Ruth was doing. That's like we started off this Megillah. This Megillah teaches us all the yisaidus of chesed, the way what Ruth did. Her lifetime she put away to help her mother-in-law, and now even when she got married to Boyez, is also considered tremendous chesed what she did. And all with this kavona ritzuya that she knew, that from her she was going to have the Melech HaMashiach, and the Chayach of David also was from this, machmas her chesed that she did. And then Perek Dalet it starts off, and Boyez went up to the gate, Vayeshev Shom. Vini agoy loiv rashadiba boy is the emasur shavah poi ploni almoni. That boy is right away in the morning like went up to be mekayim to do what he promised to Ruth, that it's going to find out exactly if this other person that's more closer wants to redeem the fields or not. And what happens by Sheret, like you say, as soon as he woke up, he met this person right away and he told him, come sit down. And they brought 10 people there, Mizik Nir, and told him, sit down. Why do we need 10 people here? So some said, because he wanted to be mafasim this halacha. Like we'll soon see that really Ruth is mutter to get married to a Jew, even though this person, Pliny Almoni, did not think this way. That's why the Pasuk only calls him Vayomer Suru Shavah Pliny Almoni, so-and-so. We do not call him by his name. So Rashi brings down because he came like an Alma in Divrei Torah. He like was like divorced, widowed from the Torah, because he did not make the right drosha to say Almoni V'lo Yamonis, like we'll soon see. He thought that Ruth is also to marry, and he made a mistake to know that, no, it's only the men were not allowed to marry, but the ladies were allowed to marry. And then Ruth, the boys went to explain to him, Vayayimel HaGoyel, that Chelka Sasodah Shelechinu Elimelech, the field that belonged to our brother Elimelech, Mochra Nomi, that Nomi now is ready to sell it, because she needs money. And this is the halacha that in the Torah says, that when a Korav sells the field, that the closest relative is the one he should buy it back, he should buy it off her and give her the money. So Vani Yomarti Egloz Necho. So Boaz is telling him, listen, I'm telling you now that you could im Tigal Gol. If you will redeem it, very good, because you're more of a close relative than I am. But Vim Lo Yigal, but if you don't want to redeem the field, Hagidali, tell me, Viedo, and I will know. Because after you, I come. So right away, first the person answered, Vayemar Nochi Yegoel. First he said, okay, I agree, I will redeem it. So it's interesting here that the boy is, even though, like what happened the night before, he realized she is such a tremendous Eshes Chayol, and really he wanted to marry Ruth, still came Lamaisa, he asked this other person, he gave him the choice, and he told him the truth. If you make the gula, very good. He did not hold anything back. He did not see any shekel. Did not say any lies to him. Like he did not try and deceive him to make the gula. In other words, Boaz was able to control himself, even though really he wanted to marry Ruth. But if the halacha is that this other korev, this other relative, which is closer than Boaz, has the right to be goyel, he was took away his negius, and he told them the pure truth. That if you want to be goyel, you could do it. And if you don't, then I'll do it. There's the power of controlling yourself. Some say, Mach mezeh taka, Boaz was zeichu taka, to marry Ruth, and from this should come out Melech David, Malchus, because the pshat of a melech is, he has to be somebody that has control over himself. Otherwise, you can't be a melech. It's time to be a melech, you have everything, all the good, you just go after them. To be a melech, you have to be able to control yourself. Even though you have the power, still you have to do everything the way Hashem tells you, and not, like the Pasuk says, Pen Yoram Levavoy, we're afraid by Melech maybe become too high or think too much of himself. So you could only have Malchus if you have complete control over yourself. That's the smid here, what the Boaz had. Boaz had complete control over himself. So first this Amona, Plerni Amoni said back, okay, I'll do it. But then, Boyeme Boaz Biyem Kenos Chasodim Yad Nomi, that Boaz told him there's a condition involved. That you should know the day you buy this field of Nomi, or Mies Rus, or Meavi, and buy it of Rus, Eshes Ameis, is Konisi. That you should know there's a condition involved that you have to marry her, you have to marry Rus. And the purpose is Lohokim Shem Ameis, to keep alive like the name of the Mace, Al Nach Losoi, upon his inheritance. Like Rashi wrote down before, that when we walk down the field now, people say this is the field of Eshes Machlin. So as soon as the Pliny Almoni heard this, Vayem Ragel, the Redeemer, said, Lo yuchel legally, I can't redeem it anymore. Penashka sefnach losfi, maybe I'll ruin my inheritance, which means his children. Goyel lecho, so he said, you could do it. The boy is, you could be goyel lo. Atas gulosi, lo yuchel legal, I can't do it. And this Chazal say he made this mistake that he thought to say, the Pasuk says, Lo yovei almoni amoavi, and therefore he's not allowed to marry Rus. And really, he made a mistake because we dashin lo yovei almoni Aval Amoynis is mutter. Loyavi Moavi, but Moavis is mutter. So because he made this mistake, he said no, he did not want to marry Rus, and therefore came out that Boaz was the one to marry Rus. Now exactly what type of an inyan this is, this has to do with the inyan of Yibum. We know that's a midiraisnitik halacha. When we have two brothers and one brother dies without children, that there's a mitzvah midiraisa to go marry your brother's wife, Lokim Shein. But over here the question is, a lot of Mefarshim learn that Rus was a goy, she was not mezgaya yet till after her husband died, but at the time when Rus was married to Machloin, she was still a goy, so it comes out she wasn't really married to him, there's no real mitzvah Yibum. So you have to say here, even though there's no mitzvah midiraisa of Yibum, but that was the minig of the Mokim then. That was the meaning of the makam that lemaisam, when a person died in the mishpacha, if somebody else could marry his wife, to keep alive that name, that's what they used to do. To hear Rusla, well, was makbid, she wanted to give kavod back to her own husband, like we're saying, or do chesed to her husband, like we're saying. This was the side of Rus, that she wanted to do chesed. So she, Bedavka, wanted to do chesed to her husband that died, that she wanted a condition that whoever buys this field should also have to marry her. And like this, the people will say this is the field, or his field, and therefore his name will still have a kiyum. And again, this is not really a chiyuv of a mitzvah yibum, but this is rather more or less the yisayid of chesed, the kindness here, that Rus wanted to do with her own husband, even though he was mace. So now the kitzur, the goyel said no, so therefore Rus said, therefore Boaz, Zion says, now we know this is the halacha of a kinyan sudar, when you want to kind of acquire something, that it's a machlokes exactly who gave to who here. Did the Boaz give it to the goyel, or did the goyel give it to Boaz? That means the machlokes in the Gemara, they have to give the keli. The kinyan sudar is, I give you over my kli. And with the Hanor that your Koinerit, your Machna, your Sada back to me. So the question is, the Caliph shall Koinerim or the Caliph shall Machna? But the Potsik says here that Yisrael al Hagula bi ala Tamura, that there was a Gula redemption here and al Tamura exchanged. So the Tamura was that they were exchanging the rights. That even though this Goyel, the one that was closer relative, he had the right to really be Goyel, he was exchanging now his rights and giving it over to Boaz. And now Boaz received these rights, and when Boaz received the rights, then he went and he bought the field off Naomi. And he did this, like the Pesach test says, you are witnesses that I bought this field, as Asher, as Kol Asher Elimelech, as Kol Asher Lechilyoin, Omachlem Biyad Naomi. I'm buying all these fields. And he did it in front of Adim, in the case people come later to complain, he should have Adis to know it's really his. And then after Boaz had chasna with Ruth, the Pesach says, Vayoymu cholom asher b'shar, all the people of the gate said, Vatkenim, Adim, that yiten Hashem osisha bo b'sech, Hashem should give you this wife, ki rochel uchleya, she should be like rochel uchleya asher bonu shteyim, that both of them build as Beis Yisrael. You should acquire wealth in Ephrosim. You should have a good famous name in Beis Lochem. The bracha here was that Ruth should be like Rachel and Leah. So they speak out just like Rachel and Leah also left their father's house, Lavan, from the Beis Avodah Zarah, and they came to Yaakov, L'shem Shemayim, to build up Klai Yisrael. The same way Ruth also now that left the Beis Avicha, or the Beis Avodah Zarah, also should be Zarecha to build up Klai Yisrael. And then the Pesukim talk about the way Ruth had a child, a ben, and they called it Oyved, and the Pesuk says that Naomi brought her up, and the Pshat is again, there's the chesed that Ruth did to Naomi, that she let her bring up the child, to give nachas, enjoyment back to Naomi. This is the way the Megillah ends off again with this chesed that Ruth was doing all the time. And then finally, we're Miyachas to Megillah, after the last Pesuk, V'yoyved herler es isha, v'yisha herler es David. And this is the way the Megillah ends off, with the reward that Ruth received for all the chesed that she did, that she was zeicha that David the Melech HaMashiach, came out from Ruth. All right, now I have a shmuz about the Chag of Shavuot.
It's recorded. Torah doesn't call it the man matan terefeinu. It's only in Tfilah, Nusach HaChachomim, the Chachomim or Mesachim, we call it the man matan terefeinu. But in the Torah itself, it's not called the man matan terefeinu. Shavuot, why not? You know, Torah was given in Shavuot. That's our Tfilah. We say the man matan terefeinu. How come with the Torah it's not the man, meaning of matan terefeinu? Torah only calls it a few other Lashonim. It's called Chag HaShavuot. Bikurim it's called, Aseret it's called. It doesn't give it a shame, it's a man matan terefeinu. Achorim want to say it, the Kliyoka says it, other Achorim say it. The Pshat is the Torah doesn't want to call Shavuot but a shame of it's a man matan terefeinu, because then people would think the only time you could be Mekabel Torah is only once a year on Shavuot. And if somebody was sleeping on Shavuot and didn't learn Torah on Shavuot, he can't be Mekabel Torah the rest of the year. And that's the Torah. So we know Gemara always says that the whole Yom Yom every single day when we learn Torah, there's like a new Kabbalah HaTorah, and Siddur Kibbalah Kibbalah HaSinai. That's why the Torah and the Raisa didn't want to put away that Shavuot should give it a shame, the man matan terefeinu. Because it's not the only man, it's shot the truth, the Torah was given them, but you shouldn't make a choice to think that's the only day you could be Mekabbalah the Torah. But the Zohar reminds us to cash on the Chumas. How come in the Nusach of Tefillah we have the Chum Lamaisa called it Zman Matan Terefeinu? How come the Torah called it Zman Matan Terefeinu? The Chum called it Zman Matan Terefeinu. The Monastery, the Torah didn't want to call it. Why did the Nusach of Chum have it like this? You look at stuff, doesn't it? That was interesting. Justin was very lucky on stuff like this. When it comes to Tal first, we need to be called Chag HaShavuot. We call it Shavuot, Pashat Chazal say, goes on Sheva Shabbosai. The fact that we just got finished counting the 7 weeks of Omer, of Zvira, so now Shavuot, the Pshat is the 7th, we'll be finished counting the week. So Shavuot is called like a Chag of the week, of Shavuot of the week. So for the Kashmir, like the story, why is that called Chag HaShavuot? The Chuvah is 7 weeks past already. That's something that happened already. The Zayimah went by already. Now we're hoping by the 50th day, we're hoping by Shavuot, we should have a new name to it. How come Pum Chag HaShavuot is called the Torah called the Shavuot, when it goes on the week, it's the Yom Tov of weeks. Why is it the Yom Tov of weeks? The week's past already. Now we're hoping by a new Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of Shavuot. And the little Eliyahu Yantasal learns like this. That the Pshat is the Iker from Shavuot is the Hachonah of the Kabbalah HaTorah. You have to know, you have to be making yourself a Kabbalah HaTorah. According to how much a person is making, prepares himself for Torah, that's how much Torah Lamaisa you get. Lamaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give everything a Yid Kol HaTorah Kula. But the Pshat is to see how much a person is making, how much you prepare yourself for the Kabbalah HaTorah, that's how much you get. The Pshat is a Torah called Shavuot Shavuot. The Pshat is, you know what kind of Torah you get on Shavuot. You're going to get the Torah that you prepared yourself during those 7 weeks. You had 7 weeks from Pesach to Shavuot to prepare yourself. So let's see the Shavuot, let's see the 7 weeks that went by. This is the Yom Tov of those 7 weeks. This is the Yom Tov made up of all the Hachana, all the preparation you put in for this Yom Tov. Now it comes to Yom HaYom Tov. Now this man is going to come with the Torah. This Hashemus also says like this. Hashemus says for cash really. We know we always say, Haskin Asmuch Lul by Torah, Shein Yerush Lecha. You're supposed to prepare yourself for learning Torah. Why? Shein Yerush Lecha. It's not a Yerusha. You're not going to get it, you're not going to inherit it. It's something you have to work for Limit HaTorah. So the Chodah Kasher is, all the Pesukim say, it says, Merosh Yekilas Yaakov. The Torah is called Merosh Yekilas Yaakov. It is a Merosha. It is a Yerusha. Kilas Yaakov. Whoever is a chel of Kilas Yaakov, a chel of Chlal Yisrael, this is my Rosha. It's not just that we get Torah B'Torah of Yerusha. So the Chul is the Sira. It's Torah called one Chlosh Mechazal is Haske Natsum Cholum by Torah Shem Yerush Lecha. You're supposed to prepare yourself for Torah because it's not a Yerusha. And then the Pasuk says, no, my Rosha, Kilas Yaakov, Torah is called the my Rosha. It's the my Rosha Hashem gives it to us. So if Hashemus also learns the Pshat is, Ravadi learns, Torah is called, you know, Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim is a machazikim, but that's what Torah is. So just like a tree gives off Torah the whole year, so the same thing by the Torah also. The Torah gives off Torah every single year. And that's the meaning of Shavuot. Shavuot is given off Torah. The Koyach of Chiddush is given by Shavuot. That's why Shavuot is also called the Yom Tov for the Ilonis. It's a din for the Ilonis. It's a din on the parents. It's a talk about we bring the Kurim on Shavuot. It's also called the Chag HaBikurim. Now Shavuot is the Koyach of Chiddush that's giving in the world. The parents come out on Shavuot. What the Pshat is though, who gets parents though? The one that gets parents is the one that works for it. How much Hachon you put in, how much you are making yourself for the Kabbalah HaTorah, that's how much parents you're going to get on Shavuot. So there's no serial. How can ask Mechon you have to prepare yourself for Limud HaTorah? The Chazal is Shein Yerusha Lechor. Because you're not going to get the inheritance by itself, it's not Yerusha. If you don't prepare yourself, if you're not making yourself first, it's not Yerusha. But you have to know, even after, when you are Haskin Asim Lechor, even after we're making ourselves for Limud HaTorah, Levi said, after we do everything, we're going to get the Torah from. That's the other prophecy. That Mavis may rush with you with Yahweh, there is a Gerard Yerusha. There is a Nesina Torah, who gives us the Torah. He's learning a Torah because Ron gives us the Tayyach of Chiddush on Shavuot. And that Chiddush we use out the whole year. Every time you machad something on in the whole year, the Kaykh Yishigah came out from Shavuot. Shavuot is the Tayyach of Chiddush you get. But how do you get this Kaykh? That's only through the Hachonah, how much Hachonah you put into it. So the Rosh means even whatever we do get, it's always not called our Torah. It's not called Torah Hashem. Hashem gave us a Torah. In the bracha, I'm a lamed, turn a lamed Yisrael. I call it bracha with a real malamed. Because bracha teaches us and gives us Torah. Torah is the mysterious and the sin that Hashem gives Torah. But who does Hashem give Torah to? Not to anybody. That's the Rosh Mechazal. Haskei nash mecha lo me Torah. You have to prepare yourself. You have to be making yourself. That's what Eliyahu Avraham Zatzal says. That's the pshat for Shavuot. The reason why we call it Shavuot, after Sheva Shavuot, the 7 weeks, after the 7 weeks is the 50th day. It's the new Yom Tov. The pshat is though Shavuot, the Yom Tov is to see how much we put into the 7 weeks, how much we were making ourselves in those 7 weeks. That's how much of a Chag HaShavuot you're going to have. That's how much of a Kabbalah HaTorah you're going to have. The pshat is not Shem Chacham Moshe. That's what Chacham is called Shavuot. The man Matan Torah Feinu. But Nemesin, there is a Matan Torah on Shavuot. There is a Kleich of Chiddush we get on Shavuot. The pshat is though the Torah didn't want to call it so that people shouldn't make a mistake to think they can't get the Torah the rest of the year. The thing that they didn't learn Torah on Shavuot, they missed it this year. You can't learn anymore. So the derives of the Torah didn't want to call Shavuot the man Matan Torah Feinu. But I call upon them Chazal as Megalus was though, that the Mainzer, let's see how much effort you put into the Torah, you know the Mainzer, that's how much you do receive. Navada Shavuot is called the Zeman Matan Torah Seinu. It's a Matan we get from Hashem. The Mainzer, you look in the Sukkim, we know there's an Inga of Simchat Yomtis. Gino was all when we have a Mitzvah Simchat Yomtis. Where does it say the Parashah of Simchat Yomtis? You look in the Sukkim, it says by Shavuot. By Shavuot it says the Inga of Simchat. By Pesach, the Chalal doesn't say the Samachta, by Pesach. By Sukkot, it says the Samachta, the Gecho, and Chazal Darshan, the Rabba, Smel, Yom Tov Achron. It's a Hebrew. In other words, really, Pesach is a Mazda, that the first Simcha that is said by the Chag of Shavuot, that Simcha goes in all the Gimel Gold. That's what I'm talking about. By Pesach, it doesn't say the Lashon of Simcha in the Torah. Just by Sukkot, it says an extra word, the Samachta, the Gecho, that's the Hebrew to remember on other Indianim. But the Ikka Mitzvah, Simcha though, was said by Shavuot. How come, what's that the Simcha in Yom Adapting Yom Tov of Shavuot? What's that the Shavuot in the Indian of Simcha? And the Pshat is posted that the Indian of Shavuot, really the Taitcha of Shavuot is, it's the Yom Tov of Akaras HaToyv. You need to be Makir Toyv to realize what kind of Toyva Akaras Roch gave us. It's all of all and davening every day. Toiv the Makir of Akaras Mikolam, Mahakar Yisonim, Zizabonim, when I'm told him Mikol HaShoinim, Kodesh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, and he gave us when I'm told him Mikol HaShoinim, Kodesh Baruch Hu picked us up. We are the Yikra, we're godless. Klal Yisrael's name is godless. Why are we Gedolim? What's so great about Klal Yisrael? What's the Yata V'chatonu? Where was the Yikri Tri? Where is the Yikri Klo? Yata V'chatonu, that's the Kabbalah HaTorah. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, and not the Sharamim. The Kosovo gave a Zundi was Jesus of Brit between us and Hashem with the Nesina Patera. That's the Atta the Chatonu. The Kosovo Baruch Hu chose us and gave us Mamish as Kli Chemda. The Kosovo Baruch Hu gave us Yetzachayim.
So Shmuz is mamish is a yomtov of a Koras HaTov. The person realizes what he received, what kind of tremendous matoni you received, not fast to be upset, to be sad. And the Tzias has to be the Simcha. The famous Moshele always gives. If somebody just got $1 million today, somebody gave you $1 million, and you go home that day, you find it on your house, the chair is broken, the window is broken, the clock is broken, it doesn't bother you today. What type of claim of kindness should bother me now? I just got $1 million today. The person got $1 million, it doesn't bother, claim of kindness more than it should bother me. What if the chair broke? It's nothing. $100? What's $100 now? I just got $1 million. The person realizes, I'm sure, that we got $1 million, we got the terror, that's the biggest masimcha you can have. You have everything, you got it. All the other things don't go so well, but mama's claim account, it means nothing. Small thing on them, how do the things mean nothing? Connected the Hashid of the Torah. What Torah is, the Yor HaTorah, the God of the Torah, the Gnuza that of course Rosh gave us in Torah, and we're mocking that, we realize it, mama has to be more simcha. Mama has something that keeps us going, we got to say it, we got to say it. Pala Havdi. The Kofadim, that's why the Torah is put to eating of simcha by Shuit. The Yitzhi Inyan to be the Simcha, Yitzhi be the Simcha, is to realize that we got the Torah. We were the Yanam, we were the ones that have the Torah. We have the Kuchim, the Kuchim, the Torah. It's not as godless. English, English, Shayim. As you say, the Mishnah, the Rishalmi in Teyah, that said, Talmud Torah, the Kulam. Rishalmi has two gifts of there. One gift is that Kol HaNitzvah's Kulam, Arena Shavu'l Eif Achash of the Torah. And another gift is Kol HaNitzvah's Kulam. Is in itself the Torah. The whole world put together is not worth like one ice of the Torah. The Torah is now with Cheshivas what Hashem gave to us. And that's the Yom Tov of Shavuot. And that's the meaning of Bikurim. What's the mitzvah of Bikurim? Bikurim is interesting. Chazal, the Torah calls Shavuot Chag HaBikurim. It's also called Bikurim. The good, the folks will start bringing Bikurim then. In the end, there's a din on the Torah, on the Elohim, then we bring Bikurim, we do mitzvahs with the Torah. Hashem should give us the din at the start of the din should be at the start of the Torah. But B'chol, what's in the Bikurim? What's the great about Bikurim? There's a Medrash also in the first Rashi, in the first Pasuk and Chumash. Gracious Baruch Hakim. One Medrash says, Gracious Bimus in Bikurim. The Shvil Mitzvah Bikurim. The Nikra Gracious is the Nidra Ilam. Hashem created the whole world with Shvil the Mitzvah Bikurim. What's the great about Mitzvah Bikurim? He said that Bikurim is a curse of faith. But here you're living in the Eretz Yisrael, you have fruits, things grow, and you got your best fruits. The new fruits that grow, the first ones, you need to take it and give it to the Kohen to show a Koras HaTov, like when Matthew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are giving us the fruits. Not some Kuchim B'yayt HaYodi, but I, the farmer, went and plowed and worked to get the fruits. But it's a Koras HaTov, you're Matthew, that who really gave us the fruits? Who gives us everything that's a Kuchim B'yayt HaYodi? That's this mitzvah Bikurim. And the Tzvila Nidra'ilo, for the Lord to create this world, that we should be able to see our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to be Master Tov, to go give back our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to all the Tov that Hashem gives us. That's why Shavuot is a Chag of Kugim, because it's a Hainu Hach, and Shavuot now our Kodesh Baruch Hu is not stand for the fruits that we got, but our Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Ruchim's bigger fruit. And if the Mamash is Chayim in the Matavikim, if Mamash the Eitz Chayim, Mamash HaPeret, what keeps us alive, the Torah we have to live on, that's our Torah. Pasuk Geret is Chayim in the Matavikim book. That's how much we live on is the Torah. Shavuot is the Yom Tov, the man, not the Torah say no, the Yom Tov is the way of speaking to God with the Torah. To realize what about one of the hearts of the things we have. Honestly, every Yom Tov is three lots of a Chatonim and Chambin, and I'm telling you to our Trinity. To really receive the truth of the sanctity of Achim. To realize that we're different, we're great. We're in a dome to a behemoth. That we're in a dome to a guy. A guy to a leader like a behemoth to a man. Some of the different Madrasian dancers. We have the terror, we're different people, and we're talking to Kulandin. We're godless. That's the theology of Shuvit. The thing of Akhara Satay. That thing that we said doesn't come in one day, but it comes with Hakhana. How much the person prepares himself for Shuvit. How much the Matthew is before. These 7 weeks that are saying Chag HaShavuot is the Chag of 7 weeks. It's an avodah of 7 weeks. Because greater than the godliness of Hashem and the godliness of Torah, that partner would come Chag HaShavuot, we could really thank Hashem, really have the simcha of Torah and Shavuot. The promise of the Yom Tov that we have to prepare ourselves before. It's more than 10 to 11, right? It's only one day. Shabbat because the Shabbat is not hard to be for them. The Yom